This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack.
So essentially what this public-private partnership that the WEF is pushing for, it is for every person's access to the Internet to be tied to a digital ID or a government-issued ID, but presumably a digital ID just because of where government-issued ID programs are all going, essentially, around the world. People aren't necessarily going to consent to that unless they are made to believe that anonymity and privacy online are dangerous. So how exactly can you convince people that that needs to happen? Well, you have some sort of event where anonymous hackers do something online that causes major disruption globally, and then the consent can be manufactured through fear and panic, as is often done, that anonymity and privacy needs to be eliminated, that we need to know exactly who is doing what online to prevent a calamity of that scale from ever happening again. And this is the exact solution that these guys have been cooking for a very long time.
Hackers affiliated with China's People's Liberation Army have infiltrated critical services here in the U.S.
It was actually a very shocking result to us that there's a very few number of substations you need to take out in the entire United States to knock out the entire grid.
Knock out the entire grid?
That's correct.
How many would it take to knock out, putting the entire country in a blackout?
Less than 20.
That report was from 2013, and it actually found the number was even lower, 9. Taking out just 9 critical substations could black out the whole country.
This was a huge cyber attack in the panicked early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, targeting a $1.8 trillion government agency. The truth of it has never been reported.
This is the Department of Health and Human Services, and on March 16, 2020, they were going to full remote work. Network operators had to adjust all their firewall and security settings to allow hundreds of thousands of new unknown connections into their network, so they had to scale down their security all at the same time.
And that's when the attacks drop.
China's preparing for war with the United States. The strategy here is that they want to be able to invade Taiwan. They're worried that the United States will project military power from bases in Hawaii and the continental United States to Asia to defend Taiwan. And so what China's trying to do is to do these cyber intrusions, lay in wait, and at the right moment, attack ports, attack water supply, attack energy supplies to prevent the United States from projecting military power forward.
TCP Tide Group is quietly fueling U.S.-based climate initiatives, tax filings. And it goes through. The groups want to shut off fossil fuels, shut down the coal plants, CCP funded, Saudi Arabian funded. And they have their buddies in our government that are heavily invested there as the middlemen. They're shipping what's left of our jobs overseas. They're making announcements all over the country. No more money for building traditional roads. They're building roads just for EVs in Florida.
The road itself will charge electric vehicles.
If you have an electric vehicle and you have the right equipment attached, you will be able to charge as you're driving.
That dynamic charging is a pilot program. So at first, it'll only work for the fleet of test electric vehicles. But the end goal is for the expressway to charge all types of EVs.
And I think when this is done, this will be a leadership model for the rest of the world.
And they're putting power cables under the road. But don't worry, they said it's coming to a road near you. And they're going to do it on regular roads. So you don't have to pull over and charge. You just drive on the highway while all that radiation, same stuff comes out of power lines, that it makes people sick on record.
So we're charging at 131 kilowatts here at a DC fast charger. And up close to the cable, we're getting a little bit higher, but that's very close. EMS.
Meanwhile, this ties into it. Texas power plants have no responsibility to provide electricity in emergencies. Justices rule. The decision now leaves the families of those who died in 2021 when the feds ordered the power not to be boosted.
We have a nuclear power plant offline because a water pump froze. We have coal plants offline because equipment froze or the coal piles froze. We have some solar panels covered in snow. We have some wind turbines coated in ice.
One woman in Texas filed a class action lawsuit against Texas power provider Gritty Energy after she was charged $9,500 for electricity during the week of the storm.
It's out of PBS in Austin. Almost 3 years since the deadly Texas blackout. where the feds ordered the state not to push power, a panel of judges from First Court of Appeals in Houston have ruled that big power companies cannot be held liable for failure to provide electricity. Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster, it's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back of stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, taking under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Bazobeats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric boost. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Back in 2006, when Lou Dobbs, great guy, great patriot, been on the show many times, was the number one show on cable, had like 12 million viewers a night. CNN has like 100,000 viewers now at night. Nobody wants to watch their lies. Back then they knew you had to have somebody good on to get viewers. They had communism and socialism on all the other shows, but Lou Dobbs is on there just slaying it. He sued with Judicial Watch, and they got thousands of pages from the Banff Canada World Government, North American Union secret summit that, again, was in Canada. And what a treasure trove it was. They only got some of the documents. And they said, we're going to use collapsing third world via IMF World Bank policies to flood the first world with a migrant crisis. They didn't call them migrants back then, but in the UN Office of Migration, under the treaties, that gives them control. We called them illegal aliens back then, but now we all know the official UN term. We use their language. The Refugee Office of the UN. All of that. And they said, we'll flood the first world with hundreds of millions of people, and that will bring in the UN control. And that will finally get North America to merge into one security perimeter in the name of stopping the open borders, and the public will accept that, then the UN will be in control of the continental security perimeter of North America. Then South America will have a continental security perimeter. Europe will have a continental security perimeter. They said, that's one way we'll do it. They said, we'll use disease X, a scary virus, to bring in control. And we'll use a cyber attack. And then they said a fourth is war, but the main three were cyber attack, open borders, and of course, disease X. So you ask how I know this. You ask how you watch my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, free on X. Millions and millions of viewers. Go get it. Share it. You watch it from 13 years ago, excuse me, 16 years ago, 2007, and people watch it and they go, how the hell does he know all this? Well, look at the screen. I show you the video and the documents. Again, this is not hard, people. But the average man is an expert on their favorite sports team. They're an expert on whatever their hobby is, parasailing or pool or... And I'm not knocking you that you like the Red Sox or the Dallas Cowboys or the Chicago Bears or Bulls. But, man, we're in a war. Society is going down around us by design. And we've got to get all the prominent people to get really serious. So before I plow into all this news and play all these clips, I want to talk about something really, 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 really important right now. You know, when I talk about something really important that's the key to defeating the enemy, I tend to decide before the show to talk about it. I don't even really write notes. I write notes around the videos I'm going to play and notes on some of the articles, but I tend to just throw the big enchilada out like it's no big deal. And I've noticed when I just shoot the big important point out, like it's no big deal with no fanfare, nobody cares. So you know what? I'm not going to release the big enchilada until the bottom of the hour. I'm going to lay it out coming up here in about 20 minutes. So people can get notes, get paper, think about what I'm about to say. And when I say this, you're going to go, well, that's really simple. You're not telling us something we don't know. That's the whole point. This is very easy to beat people, but you've got to admit what you're up against. If there's a grizzly bear, and you live in Colorado, and it's a rabbit or whatever, most of them are, but some go crazy, and it's deciding to break in your house, you can't go get a .22 out of the gun safe to kill the grizzly bear. You better have at least a .308 or bigger. You want a .300 Win Mag, a .338 Lapua, a 12-gauge shotgun with slugs. You want an elephant gun. So everybody keeps approaching the left like they're liberals and they're dumb and they're crazy. Their minions are dumb and crazy, but at the top, they're psychological warfare experts. Trained and tested and prepared cold-bloodedly to bring down civilization. They know exactly what they're doing. I'm not saying shoot them with an elephant gun. It's a metaphor or an analogy or a parallel. But I'm saying you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. You don't bring a .22 rifle to the door if a grizzly bear is breaking it down. You know, they don't really do that very often. You know what does break doors down sometimes in the Arctic? Polar bears can kill any grizzly bear out there. They're the most powerful pound-for-pound land animal out there. And they will, from time to time, it happens all the time, actually, because there's so many of them, break into your igloo or break into your shack, break into your mining shack. That's why they're fortified in polar bear country. And people got bear guns because they routinely will try to break your door down and eat you. And people have to shoot them. Now, again, if you live in the Arctic Circle where there are polar bears, do you have a .22 by the door for bears when you go around in your snowplow doing work or going from the mining site or the timber site? Do you have a .22 in the cab of your bulldozer or your logging crane? No, you got a high-powered rifle. And you don't have a scope on it because you're not going to be shooting polar bears at 100 yards or 200 yards. That's not when they're in danger. It's got open sights because you're going to be shooting it at 5 feet away when it tries to tear the door off of your vehicle and eat you like a can of Spam. So that's what I'm getting at here is you don't approach the New World Order like you approach a possum on your doorstep. Or a rabid fox. Or a rabid dog. Or a rabid skunk. There's video. Polar bears running in people's houses. They look lovable. They're vicious as hell. They can rip your head off in one bite. They just bite you, grab your head, and just pull it right off your neck. With one arm, they can haul a 2,000-pound beluga up onto the ice with one arm. So I'm going to stop using the bear analogy. The point is, you don't defeat this unless you know what you're up against. Period. I'm going to stop ranting now. And at the bottom of the hour, in 17 minutes or so, when we come back at 33 after, I will get into it. But that's where we are. We are not about to see a collapse. We're in a collapse. The inflation is engineered. All of it is engineered to bring you to your knees. So here's some of the headlines. Giant hordes of illegal immigrants are being brought into the U.S. just in time for the societal meltdown of 2024. Excellent article, Infowars.com. Very detailed. Countless videos, Brownsville Airport, Texas, overrun by illegal aliens. No official ID is needed to pass inspection, including men with children that are not related to them. Representative Corey Millis knocks it out of the park. We need to shut the border down or shut down the government. Yeah, because the government doesn't just let them in. They facilitate it and pay for it. If we can't protect the American people, we need to at least save them some money if Congress isn't going to do its job. Incredible caravans of up to 15,000 people apiece. More than 20 of them marching towards the U.S. right now. So a month ago, the previous record was 12,000 a day. Then it was 13, then 15. Now it's 18,000 a day apprehended. They estimate only 20% are apprehended. We'll skip this break. I should have told you that. Border agents tell a group of roughly 300 migrants to start walking to the first camp as transport is hard to get on the spot of the wall in Lukeville. They take off in a mad dash, and I'm in the middle of it. Amazing footage. Here's footage of federal contractors moving little...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Slam dunks him, but he'll probably be charged because you're not allowed to defend yourself. All they did was change the word soldier to migrant. More footage of the Zodiac boats hitting Europe every few hours, funded by George Soros, full of military-age men. And it goes on and on. We have footage of the Texas National Guard openly aiding the invasion. From Libya to Italy, illegal Muslim immigrants tear up documents to obtain hotels, houses, food, free health care, pocket money, and many other benefits, always at our expense. Here's the UN State Department-funded illegal alien migration route maps that they hand out, paid for by U.S. taxpayers, and they give them $2,000 debit cards per leg. The Polish parliamentary speaker, former deputy head of the EU, is now saying they're going to open Poland up completely. He ran on stopping the border being open. Now he just double-crossed the Polish people. Now let's start getting into the clips. Here's a clip of Customs Border Patrol sources confirm migrant encounters, that's illegal alien UN assault force encounters, have surpassed 250,000 a month. Now it's well over 300,000 on average. September before that was 269,000. Now it's over 300,000 a month because I've got new numbers even worse than this that just came out today. It's over 300,000 a month, over 800,000 currently. Let's go ahead and roll that. That's Arizona. This is just one group. Let's play clip 17, just a little bit of it. Contractors caught moving miners through the Texas Valley International Airport at 3 a.m.
Where are you guys moving these kids to? Do you guys got paperwork for these kids?
Don't worry about it.
You know, a third of these kids go missing.
Sorry.
You guys know anything about this?
About, yeah, it happens every day.
About these guys moving these kids through the airport?
Yeah.
Straight up.
America.
Welcome to America.
Yeah, what are you guys doing? I could film in this public place, brother.
By the way, hit pause. Remember 15 years ago, and then again 10 years ago, Putin banned Russian orphans being sent to the U.S.? I mean, my parents couldn't have children after me. My mom couldn't. We adopted my sister from Korea. It was all checked out. It took a year to be able to do it. It was from a woman that, you know, didn't have the money, didn't want, you know, couldn't take care of her. We got her when she was 6 months old. She's my sister. I love her. There's no background checks. I don't even know who these people are, folks. And notice the Border Patrol's laughing. These guys are laughing. It's funny. That's who your government is. They're not coming to save you. Now, not all the Border Patrol's like that, but a lot of them are quitting. So it'd be better just to defund the Border Patrol and defund it all right now, because then they'd just be milling around down there and it would cause a big enough crisis where it was shut down. It's having to be facilitated. So instead, our government is there pushing it in, springboarding it in. You understand that? Let's continue with these guys' arrogance. Here it is.
Where are you guys moving these kids to? Where are you guys moving these kids to? Huh?
It's not any business, Papa.
Do you guys have paperwork for these kids?
Don't worry about it.
I am worried about it.
Don't worry about it.
I am worried about it. You know, a third of these kids go missing.
Sorry.
A third of these kids go missing.
Wow.
Is this the truth?
It is. You tell me.
Correct. That's according to the New York Times article. One third of these kids are dropped off at this pond. I mean,
I'll stop right there. I had Carlos Serrano in here last week, who's a major whistleblower on record. He's going to take us to the border soon. He used to do this, but he couldn't do it anymore because a lot of the kids ended up getting raped or even disappeared and dead. That he knew, the kids he knew, not kids he brought in, but kids he knew of. He says there's Walmarts, which they admit, all over the place. No media coverage of that. We're going to those. And the video goes on and on. It's truly disgusting. It's posted on my Twitter. In fact, I'll re-exit. I'll put it back out in a few minutes at the top. Let's continue now at clip 20. These are soup lines inside America for the illegal aliens, which, again, I'm not even against these illegal aliens. A lot of them are kids that have been kidnapped. The point is they're creating a collapse scenario. Here it is.
Hernando Arce here with Carlos Serrano. Got my six. We're about to witness
stuff coming out of the trunk.
That would be a food truck coming out. We have a line of military-aged men, 25 years old average. We have a sedan that pulled up.
That's Carlos right there.
Looks like hot plates.
That is
Hola.
Porter.
Hello. For these illegals, is this una sopa or un sancocho?
Caldo.
Un caldo. So they're offering soup, hot soup with a slice of bread. What do you say, Carlos? You want to jump in there? Say a few words? You good? Okay. We'll just continue to document this here.
All right, let's go to clip 23, and this congressman is totally right, Corey Mills. This is what needs to be done.
Well, we have been striving to try and get 12 single point appropriation bills for quite some time, for the last 12 months. The issue, however, isn't just in the actual ability to try and get appropriations. We need to look at the priorities here. We either need to shut the border or shut down the government. If we can't protect the American people, then we should at least try and save them some money if Congress isn't going to do their job. Now, our House has actually passed H.R. 2 Secure the Border Act, but you have the Senate, who is run by two key Democrats, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer, who have refused to put this on the floor as they want to tether it to more Ukrainian funding and other types of leftist aid packages. And so I think that we have the ability to continue to move forward with our appropriation bills, but the Senate must take up the appropriation bills that we've already passed in the House, as well as for the policies which will help to secure America.
So, given the rhetoric we've heard in the Senate, how likely then do you think a government shutdown is, or are we going to get a continuing resolution to push this down the road again?
Well, I have never voted for a continuing resolution. I will not go ahead and kick the can, costing taxpayers more money. We need to do our jobs. If we can't do our jobs, then we need to stay in D.C. until we can get it finalized. We need strong leadership. We need to make sure that when the four-corner meetings happen, that being with our Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, Hakeem Jeffries, Mitch McConnell, and Chuck Schumer, that we hold a very conservative and America First agenda approach. We need to look at not just trying to cut our way to prosperity, but we need to start putting in the necessary reforms and economic growth packages that will grow our economy. That is what H.R. 1, the Lower Cost Energy Act, does.
Yep. All right, point blank, folks. I am in the process right now of trying to hire a couple camera people, because we don't have enough here. We only have a few here. We need them for here. A few camera people and a few reporters to be able to full-time be on the border. The people have to see their families, so I need like three reporters so that they're rotating in and out. And it's a big border. And it's a serious situation. That's another reason I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products that will enrich your life. Get our fundraiser Team Humanity shirt, inspired by myself and Elon Musk, agreeing we should call this Team Humanity against the globalist. Please get that as a fundraiser. Please get my book, The Great Awakening, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun, everybody needs it. Highest quality D3 to boost your immune system during the winter. Totally antiviral as a protective measure, not once you have it. You take it before. Get Winter Sun, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's going to end after the first of the year. So take advantage of that, and please help us, help the children. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. with continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products. You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The great Clay Clark and General Michael Flynn are going to be joining us in studio for 2 hours. Coming up next hour. Okay, so I said about 20 minutes ago I was going to lay some really important information on you. And when I say this, the millions of people tuned in, almost all are going to go, well, that's not any information we don't know. Why'd you whet our appetite with, you know, some big insight? Well, the insight is in the action or the inaction. So let's talk about this right now. Let's talk about this right now. And I'm not going to name names, and I'm not trying to shame anybody. But let me explain it to you this way. We are in a process of demoralization. In fact, get me the Russian defector clip ready here in a moment. Yuri Bezmenov, who was a real Russian high-level KGB and did talk about their plan to demoralize the West. And people say, oh, the Russians are doing that today. No, no. The West went and overthrew the Tsar and did that to the Russians, and they were a slave state for 83 years. And they still got big problems. But when you hear this doctrine and go, oh, that's what they did here, it's not the Russians. They were trying the same things with the left. But you have to understand the Trotskyites got kicked out by Stalin. They came over here, and they took over the Republican Party to a great extent. They're called the neocons. So if you look up the history of 1917, U.S. and British intelligence, mainly British intelligence, put the Bolsheviks in. And it took them years to get control of Russia, 5 years at least. And they murdered the Christians and took the small farms and did all the things that Klaus Schwab is doing. You'll own nothing and be happy. So where am I going with this? Before I play the Yuri Bezmenov clip, I want to play a clip here of illegal aliens, the UN terms migrants, that gives them legal authority under treaty over them. They're the ones that decide whether we take them, decide how they're brought in. One of the first things Trump did was leave the UN treaty that had never been ratified by Congress but had been signed up to by George Herbert Walker Bush. He left it and said, no, the UN doesn't decide who can come in here and who can't. Who is a refugee? Who's a migrant? We do. Well, one of the first things Biden did after he cut off the Keystone Pipeline and things like that was reinstate the UN being in charge. So the UN is in charge of our policy, and Congress appropriates the money in the billions every year to pay for the illegal alien UN refugee camps, or migration camps as they're now called, to then bring them in, and then they get up to $90,000 an individual the first year they're here as a magnet to bring them here. That's on record. That's just federal assistance. Veterans can't even get $30,000 a year. Disabled ones. And the illegal aliens don't have to take the shots because they don't want their new underclass damaged. You're given the shots to get rid of you. This is all part of a plan. Look it up. So let me get to the big issue here. Let's roll this clip of illegal aliens at Eagle Pass in Texas on the Mexico border are a great spectating crowd for the golf course next door. And everybody's seen those famous photos and videos in California where there's giant forest fires coming down the hill just like a half mile away, and you see this wall of fire across the highway. And there are golfers playing golf while a giant wall of fire approaches them at about a mile an hour. And it later burned down the golf course, jumped the road, burned the golf course. But it was reported on, golfers waited till the last minute with fire coming at them because they're not thinking about anybody but themselves. They're in a normalcy bias of everything's okay, even though it's not. The crime's exploding. The inflation's everywhere. But people have been trained to be such spectators and to be so disconnected from being in the arena that, well, that's not my job. That's not my area to worry about it. I'm going to be selfish and just think about me. And then when you have that attitude, you lose everything. So here's some footage that's similar to that, of that magnitude of tens of thousands of illegal aliens under a bridge underpass, getting ready to be brought in and bussed into the U.S., and they're sitting there bored cheering the golfers 30 yards away, teeing off. Here it is. Play that again. So they're oblivious, playing golf, everything's fine. No, everything's not fine. And that's a microcosm of the attitude. Yeah, there's the photo I wanted. There's actually footage of this in the Dick Cheney movie. Towards the end, they had a clip of me in the same clip. That's why I remember it. They go, we've got to learn to fight evil, but we just sit there and stand still while it's all around us. And they show this clip and then a clip of me like I'm the evil. So there's the forest fire burning towards the golf course. It later burned down the golf course. I read the news article. And people didn't care. Because they're so selfish. Another parallel, if you'll remember, is suicide traders on 9/11. There were hundreds of them that stayed at their desk even after one tower collapsed because there was so much money to be made during the crisis. Some of them made $10, $15, $20 million apiece, but they died at their desk trying to make the money. There's another parallel to that in World War II. That's when they started marking it and it had a name for it, but target psychosis. And that's where you're flying in with a P-38 Lightning over a German train. And they start shooting the train as they flew over it, hitting it perfectly, and then wouldn't look that right ahead of the train was about to go into a tunnel, and they fly right into the tunnel. You get so targeted on shooting the target that you stop looking at what's going on. Well, that's a fighter plane blowing up a German Nazi train. You can see why they were focused while they're getting shot at from the train with anti-aircraft on the roof, and they're risking their life, so they're not worried about it. They're going to get that train. So they strafe the length of the train blows up, but then there's another plane behind them, caught the footage, fly right into the side of the mountain. But they're doing that to take out a Nazi train. These guys are doing it to play golf while the world burns. So 9/11, one tower already collapses. People still stay while the building's on fire at their trading desk because they're making so much money. And so that's what I wanted to say. It just hit me at about 5:30 this morning. I was just got up, having a cup of coffee. And I just thought about, you know, I know for a fact, and I'm just going to name names, a few names here. That's not about how famous I am or whatever. I've been reached out to by, you name it. And I've run into people over the years, and I know people, and I, you know, and some of them have said some things that come out against the shots and criticize the globalists. But you name it, whether it's George Strait or whether it's Hank Williams Jr. or whether it's you name them. They're patriots. They hate the globalists. They know all about the New World Order. They know what's going on. And so I'll hear from them or their families or other stuff. Oh, yeah, we love your show. We all watch it. And sometimes run into those people or other people like them. They're like, hey, Alex, good job. We're glad you're out there doing this.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime.
You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And capitalist and just anti-communist and anti-globalist and anti-wokist, we're not organized. The globalists are organizing the Council on Foreign Relations over the U.S. and the Royal Institute of International Affairs over the U.K. and they've got these bodies that are all co-chaired by each other, and they're organized through the WEF as their mouthpiece, funded by BlackRock. They've got a plan, super unpopular, eat the bugs, pedophilia, open borders, world government, 250-square-foot coffin apartments, driverless cars, synthetic meat, banning ranches. They're already doing it in second biggest food producer in the world's the Netherlands, not the third. And Ireland shutting down beef production. What are you going to do about that, George Strait? Like fifth-generational Texas rancher down south of San Antonio? Where's George Strait? Imagine if George Strait came out. George Strait's super smart. So's his family. Imagine if George, let's just talk about George Strait. George Strait's the type of guy who will drive an hour and a half for one of his buddy's little birthday parties at a honky-tonk right outside Fredericksburg. I know because I saw it once. I was there. And Ace in the Hole's playing for somebody, and then in watch George Strait, plays five songs, and shakes his buddy's hand and leaves. Well, George Strait would do that for his buddy's birthday, and I'm not putting George Strait down. I mean, look before he died. Charlie Daniels put out a book, put out films about Agenda 21 and the New World Order, 13, 14 years ago, that reached tens of millions. Charlie Daniels said, we got a UN globalist takeover, and warned of everything that happened. Charlie Daniels is Charlie Daniels, baby. And that makes me not just love his music, but respect him even more. But if you look at his music, it was all about understanding people were trying to run America down, and he wasn't putting up with it. Merle Haggard was a listener. I talked to him. He was going to come on the show. When he came to Texas in a couple months, he died. But he sang songs about chemtrails and about the New World Order before he died. Did you know that? You can pull them up. You can listen to it. I'm just saying, folks, we need everybody to be like Charlie Daniels. We're going to lose the whole country. You're going to lose everything. You're going to have to leave America, George Strait. Hank Williams Jr., you can't hide on your ranches. I remember 10 years ago talking to Hank Williams Jr.'s manager. They called us. They said, yeah, Hank's pissed off. He wants to come on. Or longer than 10. It's whenever he got banned off Monday Night Football for not wanting to destroy Israel. When he called the Palestinians Hitler. And then they said, well, he just decided not to do it. Fine. You reached out to me. So what I'm seeing here is they're a microcosm of whether you're a doctor or a nurse or a school teacher or a banker or a masseuse or a guy that runs a 7-Eleven. I don't care. You're all important. What are you going to do about what's going on and what's going down? And that's why I got on Joe Rogan's ass 6 years ago. He was starting to go a little globalist, and he was starting to criticize me, even though we've been long-term friends. I'd known him like 18 years then. 19 years. And I said, I'm right about this, and I'm sending you all this. And I didn't bully him. I said, I'm going to come after you. And he's like, you really think it's this bad? He said, fine, I'll look at the info. And he said, I guess you're right. It is kind of bad. And now that he saw it all out in the open, he is behind the scenes more as awake as I am. I mean, pissed. And I told you, you're going to see that translate on air, and you've seen it now. So I'm not going around policing people, telling them what they can do, what they should do. I'm simply saying we're going to lose everything. We're already deep down the rat hole here. And we need to see members of Congress. We need to see the governors. We need to see the churches. I'm calling the churches out. I know some of the biggest mega church guys here in Austin. I'll just leave it at that. They officiate weddings, I know. I go to some of the churches. And they teach good, you know, basic stuff. But behind the scenes, they know all about the New World Order, and they listen to the show. But they don't come and give their flock a hardcore message because they think their flock can't handle it. The essence of leadership is doing the right thing and not caring what the consequences are. But as Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But a time when his cause succeeds, attempt to join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We're already at that tipping point, but it may be too late. But I know if more prominent people, not just here, but around the world, piled on to the fight against the globalist. Say what you want about Musk, but he's going up against him 100% now. If more of you would just join us and get out there and make statements, you're going to be criticized by the New York Times and CNN. That's good. Everybody hates them. But you will be an example to all the other scared people that know the truth, but they don't want to stick their heads up. But if George Strait came out against the New World Order, stuff like that will beat them. You want a nuclear war? You want them to release a new virus? George, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm simply saying we're in a sinking lifeboat here, and I'm bailing water as fast as I can, and we're almost ashore. But I can look at the rate of the water coming in, and with the people we got bailing, it's not going to be enough. And this damn thing's going to go under, and this is freezing below zero water. We're going to get hypothermia like the Titanic, and we're going to collectively die. And again, I just spun the wheel and used the example of country music. It's in every industry, in every group. We need the doctors and nurses to expose the poison shot, which they did to a great extent, so we beat that, but not before they hurt a bunch of people. We need the lawyers to stop going along with the corrupt judicial system and to come out and say this is too far. And here's some examples of that. It's happening all over the place. CNN has come out with a bunch of reports and said it's wrong to take Trump off the ballot when he hadn't been convicted of a crime. You can't do that. I showed you the articles last hour. Take transgenderism. Now the insurance companies are jacking up the liability malpractice premiums on them in Europe, in UK, in US, and in Australia, because all these lawsuits are getting filed because they convince people to have their genitals cut off and it ruins their lives. That'll shut that down. And notice the transgenderism was being pushed everywhere until Kid Rock shot up a case of Bud Light. And everybody was already pissed, but it caused a chain reaction, and everybody else joined him, and then all the other corporations, including Disney, turned and ran. And they put a new CEO at Disney who said, we're going to stop this. And he took his foot off the gas by 90%. All because we stood up and said, knock it the hell off. They're getting rid of all these different university heads that say white people are inherently evil and Israel needs to be blown off the map. And all those that want Israel blown off the map, they got thousands of nuclear weapons, dumbasses. It'll cause the Samson. The point is we are 2 minutes from midnight, and we need people to do what Kid Rock did and what Ted Nugent taught everybody how to do for 50 years. You want to be criticized by the New York Times and CNN. I guarantee you, even though he's not touring much anymore, if George Strait came out and spoke out against the shutting down of farms from Sri Lanka to the Netherlands to Ireland and said cutting off the world food supply is wrong and the UN through its policies is causing world starvation that's already killed 80-plus million people during the lockdowns, they admit, I can send them the numbers, they're public, that it would defeat it worldwide if George Strait would just come out against it as a farmer and a rancher and say farmers and ranchers are good and cows are good. Defend your livelihood. Defend your heritage, George Strait. I'm a rancher. I've got cows. I'm a ninth, my children are ninth generation Texans. We bought our land from the Mexicans. And I'm here asking you, as a Texan, to do something about this. It's not just some, oh, that's that political guy. He's over there. He got attacked a bunch. They did that so you'd be scared to listen to me because they know people do listen to me. And now Joe Rogan came out with Tim Dillon and said, look, Jones isn't perfect, but he tries to tell the truth. He's got the best accuracy record out there. We ought to make him the official source of info. There is no official source of info. There's doing your own research and telling the truth. I'll be able to check everything I say. Former head of Defense Intelligence Agency, General Flynn, coming in. I know his plane landed recently. Hopefully he'll be here, but regardless, we've got 2 hours coming up, so he'll be here. We've also got Clay Clark, who puts on an amazing big national symposiums. Maybe George Strait ought to go to that. And I'm not singling out George Strait. He said to pick somebody as an example. Hell, Willie ought to wake up from his libtard ways. We'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.